Nashville is known for its honky-tonks, the popular country music bars downtown. The origin of the term is disputed, but a recently digitized interview with a Tennessee folk musician shows the impact they've had on traditional music. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez brings us this insight from the recordings at the State Archives.
To hear Johnson Swafford tell it, the advent of the honky-tonk was the greatest tragedy there ever was.
Late 40s and early 50s, honky-tonks, they called them back then, began to take over.
Swafford was a traditional musician who made banjos out of cheese boxes and fiddles out of gourds in Summer City, Tennessee, north of Chattanooga. In the 1980 interview, he recalled wholesome dances and ice cream socials being replaced by whiskey and jukeboxes.
The young people got associating with them, and the old too, and so that done away with the old time way of life and the recreation that we had back then of the square dances and all such as that. And nothing else in the world but the honky-tonks to blame for.
Besides honky-tonks, this rural folk musician also had a low opinion of electrified instruments. He says they too contributed to the decline of the square dance. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.